Okay, everybody, we are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Or if you want to tweet us, you can do that at Marco Radio Show 1. Yeah, sometimes, look, if you're at home and you're listening and you're like, I'd really like to tell these guys to speed it up or change the subject or I want to play along or da-da-da-da-da, you know, whatever.
Drink more champagne.
Whatever you want to talk to us about, we will talk to you about it. If you got a something on your butt, we will talk about it.
You can have fun with that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do we want to play another round of Cards Against Humanity? Let's
do it. Okay, this one is very appropriate.
Okay.
Especially after what you just said.
All right.
This one is, why can't I sleep at night? It's because Mark asks people to call in about their butts. Or what else could it be?
Oops.
I have my first answer.
Go ahead and take mine.
All right. And three. On with the glasses. Why can't I sleep at night? Crystal meth.
Ah.
That would do it.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I sleep at night? An erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. That'd do it.
And why can't I sleep at night? Chainsaws for hands.
Yeah.
I think all of those are very appropriate.
Who was chainsaws for hands?
That was me.
I think
that's the winner. I like that
so
one.
So Hannah has one. Ty has one.
Yeah.
Good old Cards Against Humanity.
So during the break, I said to the kids, I said, well, what do you think about the first hour of the show? And Ty was like, well, you know, I mean, all we've been doing is talking about, you know, dead people. And he's right. You know, I've heard more people talking on the radio over the last, week to 10 days, you know, with the end of the year coming up. And a lot of them are talking about how 2016 was just an awful year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, overall.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in to the point where, like, even the elections.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Were horrible. That whole process. I mean, the whole campaign seemed like
so
it went
negative.
On forever, and it was negative. And I, you know, I truly believe that it put a wedge.
It's karma.
Hey, you know, don't worry.
In America,
it'll probably be the last one.
Oh, stop. You're so positive.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I mean, I think the election definitely put everyone in a negative frame of mind.
Well, definitely. I think there's so much unknown.
Well, there is, but there was just so much negativity.
A lot of negativity.
And now there's a lot of fear.
I would agree with that, Ty. I would agree that there is a lot of fear. I mean, our president-elect is not a politician.
Right.
No.
I mean, he's a businessman. He's done very well for himself. Is he going to be able to do well for the country?
Right. For everyone.
For everyone.
We
right.
shall see.
And
we shall
see. I'm still, I can remember during the campaign that I would get so frustrated listening to him speak because he doesn't ever say anything.
Right.
No,
he never gives
it.
Everything's great. Everything's fantastic. Everything's going to be beautiful. But there's never a plan. What's the plan?
Right.
Right.
And I've heard him speak since he's been elected, and it's no different.
Right.
So I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I truly am a little worried.
Look, and we all know that along the campaign trail, you know, these grandiose promises are made.
Right.
And if you're aware of what the limitations of the office of president are, you know some of those things that they can present it, they can fight for it, they can champion for it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I've noticed after his first couple briefings, he started to look a bit more grim.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this whole thing is starting to catch up to him. He's like,
yeah.
Oh no.
What have I done?
I saw a picture of him recently and he had that face like, well, I didn't want to know aliens were real.
Yeah.
I know that now. No going back.
Yeah, I mean, even I read something about even in his first briefing with the president.
Right.
When that's a great picture.
when he found out that none of the employees, none of the people stay, that he had to bring in all of his own staff members.
Right.
They were like, oh, well, we didn't realize that's how it works.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, mm-hmm. We're in trouble.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing pans out.
Yes.
It truly is. And I don't really know what to think. Selfishly, I'm looking at it because it's going to be great entertainment.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be good for radio. It's going to be good for, you know, a lot of media and other entertainment outlets.
But Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
Going to be great again.
Presidents have been lampooned forever. I don't know that there's ever been one that's going to be more lampooned than Trump.
Right.
I think
right.
It's going to be. I mean,
well, he's
already
a lot to the table.
Already, oh, yeah. Oh my! And it's yeah.
He brings a lot of material.
I was thinking maybe what they should do because he's not a good speaker.
No,
he's not a good speaker at all. And maybe what they should do is he should stand in front of like his staff and give what he wants to say to the Americans, you know, to the country, and then. Somebody in his staff could be like the official speech giver.
Right, the interpreter.
And then that guy will go on TV and go, well, basically what he said.
Well,
yeah. Was it Luther and Key and Peele?
Yes.
And Obama?
Yeah. And Obama, yeah.
His anger translator.
Yeah.
We sat in there for 4 hours listening to him use every adjective and adverb ever made, and it came up with 5 minutes worth of speech.
Right. Right.
We still don't know what his plan is.
No.
He could have tweeted this.
Yeah, exactly. It's less than 160 characters.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm trying to keep a very positive attitude.
Yeah.
And we shall see.
Good or bad, whatever happens, I mean, he is our president. And if we're going to try to make a go of it as Americans, then we need to rally around. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? At least for the next 4 years, we got to try to make it work.
Right.
You know, because he's there for the next 4 years, you know, at least we got to try to do something to make it work.
But, you know, as Americans, we need to focus, and you know, as every human being,
right.
You need to focus on what's best for you,
mm-hmm.
and going about your life in a positive manner,
mm-hmm.
Not texting and driving, that, you know, there are people around you that, you know, your text message isn't more important than the pedestrian on the sidewalk that you're about to run over.
Yeah.
Just, you know, scale back, look at yourself and make positive moves for you. And hopefully if everyone does that,
right.
No matter what happens with the president, the country will be a better place.
Well, I mean, maybe, 'cause it seems like Americans really, get it together and unite whenever there's like a disaster. Maybe Trump will be the disaster that brings us back together.
Exactly. Well, that's, yeah. You know, in spite of ourselves, we all need to keep it together to keep the country going.
Right. Hurricane Trump.
Just thinking that. What do you got to do to become a hurricane, like a named hurricane, you know?
I don't know. Is Donald on the list? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should check the hurricane forecast for names.
You know, all the hurricanes have like regular names, but how cool would it be if they were like, you know, Hurricane Trump or Hurricane Hitler? You know,
Hitler's done it again.
Monsoon Manson.
Monsoon Manson.
You know. They should go with that. I think that'd be a lot cooler.
Go with historical horrible figures as the names. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. No, you know, it'll be Hurricane Sally that wipes us out.
Right.
Sue.
Yep. So anyway, I saw this article and it says, for U.S. women, heavy drinking is normalized and that's risky. As alcohol ads start targeting women, I'm sorry, that does not say that. It says, as alcohol ads targeting women rise, so do consumption, ER visits, and death, researchers say. So apparently women are starting to drink more than what they ever have in history.
Well, they also work more than they ever have in history.
Well, they say that
they have a lot more on their plate, lot more stress.
Alcohol ads... basically starting about a decade ago, started targeting women more and more. You know, so now it's like you'll see an alcohol ad where you'll see a harried mother with her bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You know, or you'll see a group of girls, you know, like elbowing up to the bar, you know, so they can drink, you know, with the guys, that kind of thing, you know. I mean, I don't see a problem with it.
I mean, I'm not going to blame the advertisers. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna blame the shift. Right. You know, I mean, stay at home moms are gone, and that's not stressful enough. Now
that's one thing you don't ever hear about anymore is a stay at home mom.
Right. You know, women, you know, give birth, go to work.
Right.
You know, you're working 40 hours a week plus trying to raise kids and do laundry and homework.
I can remember as a kid, you know, you go to your buddy's house and his mom was always there.
Right.
You know, except if you went to my house, my mom worked.
And now everybody's, you
my
know.
My house was the house you got away with stuff.
Yeah. Nice. No supervision.
That's the way I am, the way I am.
Yeah.
It says white women are particularly likely to drink dangerously, with more than a quarter drinking multiple times a week, and the share of binge drinking up 40% since 1999, according to Washington Post analysts of federal health data. In 2013, more than a million women of all races wound up in emergency rooms as a result of heavy drinking.
That's not really that many.
With women in middle age most likely to suffer severe intoxication.
Wonder if menopause has anything to do with that.
I bet it does.
You know, mm-hmm. I think that adds to the drinking as well.
Right.
The stress level. And.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to talk about movies and entertainment?
Yes.
Why don't we? Now, you guys saw Rogue One last week.
Yes. Yeah.
And you guys loved it, liked it?
It was amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it was
Hannah,
very good.
Loved it, liked it?
I didn't like it.
No.
You didn't?
No.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. It was weird.
I didn't like the last one that they made. What was that one called?
I liked that one better
than the last
one. No, I thought it was hokey.
I
thought it was all hokey. You know, it was like, I don't know. It just was, they brought out, you know, Han Solo and they brought out, you know, Princess Leia. And it was kind of like, I don't know. It was just all these cameos were sort of hokey. I wasn't into it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, I like the whole Star Wars concept. I dig all that stuff. I like all the spacecraft and the what are they, tasers or whatever the zappers?
Lasers.
What do they call them?
Lightsabers.
Lightsabers, I like that. What are the guns?
He's a big fan. Mm. He's a big fan.
I like all the costumes.
The costumes.
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
Making time mad.
We don't like your kind here.
Yeah.
Why don't you go throw around one of your sport balls?
Yeah.
I am not the one you're looking for.
Go get your football bat and go outside.
Yeah. But anyway, Rogue One, there was a funny story that came out Christmas Day. Well, I guess this guy went to go in Oregon. He went to go see Rogue One on Christmas Eve. The movie ends. This guy's sound asleep in the theater.
It was a theater like the Tyrone one where the seats are all comfy.
Nobody woke him up.
They didn't see him. So they didn't know he was in there.
1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, this guy wakes up and the place is pitch black. There's nobody there. So he starts trying to find his way toward the door, and he sets off like the motion sensors, and the alarms go off, and he starts to panic. So he calls 911 on his phone and says, "Look, man, I'm in here, but I'm not doing anything. I just fell asleep.
I fell asleep." Oh,
that's pretty great. "Can I get some popcorn?"
Yeah. Yeah. "I really need to go to the bathroom, but I can't find it."
Right. Pitch black in there.
Wow.
"I am freaking out."
Yeah. "I'm not doing anything, really."
Well, think about it. I mean,
I'm not burgling.
Right.
Well, the way these theaters are now with the seats.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's
I haven't
so
even been to one of the newer ones.
You wouldn't be able to go.
No, there's no way.
I would have to take you to the first movie first thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Because anything afternoon would be detrimental.
I went to, I don't know, two or three of the Harry Potter movies with the kids and you.
Yes.
And of the three movies, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours long?
2.5 hours.
I think I have seen a combined 10 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Possibly.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I mean, you fell asleep in Jurassic Park and we were in the front row. Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mom screamed.
But think about, you know, the guy falling asleep in the theater.
Right.
He
obviously went to the movies by himself.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean,
that, by the way, it's sad in itself.
That's sad in itself. But then when
you don't think you can go to a movie by yourself?
No. Think about that.
I mean, you could. I would be fine going to the movies by myself.
It's a little sad, though.
Well,
it's better than eating in a restaurant alone. That's
about the same. It's
eating
like
fast food.
On a
eating
date.
Fast food is okay. But if you go to like a regular sit down restaurant by yourself, that's
It's a bit lonely.
Mm. I mean, what's the exception? I mean, when is it?
You got to be like a health inspector.
Well, yeah, but what if you, let's say if you go to a restaurant and you eat by yourself, I think lunch is a lot more acceptable.
Yes, dinner.
Like
dinner.
I work down the street and I came in for lunch by myself.
Well, yeah. Okay.
If you go, you know, for dinner. Yeah, that's a little weird, I think.
You're a sad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to think. I mean, do you, like, take a book with you?
A lot of people do.
Take the paper, you know, so you don't have to look at everybody looking at you.
Right.
You know.
Look at all their stares of pity because you're eating alone.
I mean, because everybody's probably thinking, I bet she ordered the angel shot.
Yeah.
With the lime. Well, not with the lime.
Apparently it didn't have the lime. Yeah. So.
See, I work in a restaurant. I've seen these people. And
right.
Like, eating alone,
yeah.
That's like the little life expectancy test you were talking about. It's like, oh, this guy. He's not going to make it.
And eating, you know, the three orders of fried shrimp isn't going to help.
Well, I have been to restaurants by myself, but not ever for dinner. I don't think.
Sad guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have for dinner. I don't think I've ever been to a movie by myself.
No, I've never gone to the movies by myself.
No, because, you know, you just don't do that.
I don't like going to the movies anyway.
Yeah, we know.
Because there's always a jerk. There's always somebody. And I can't even concentrate on the movie because it's like, if you don't stop making that noise, if you don't stop talking... You know, I mean, that movie
Please
that we went
quit
to go see.
Breathing.
What was the movie that we saw? What was it called?
The Infiltrator.
The Infiltrator. All I could think of.
Great movie.
All I could think of until they left the theater was how I'm going to get away with punching this guy in the mouth and dragging and dragging him out so he will shut up.
They would have clapped.
Maybe that's what happened to our guy that fell asleep. Maybe he wasn't really asleep.
Maybe somebody knocked him out. I wonder if he had a fat lip.
I don't know. You know, but you got to think about these things.
I just, to me, you know, because I'm all about like respecting people's space and things like that. So especially in a movie theater, you know, when you go into a movie theater, you need to zip it.
Common courtesy.
Yep. And if you're eating popcorn, you eat it as quietly as possible. If you're opening your milk duds, you do it as quietly as possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You turn your phone off. right?
No. Right.
But some people just don't get that.
No. It's like the people that text and drive.
Yeah.
You know, there's a time and a place for
being
everything.
Being rude in a movie theater is worse.
Yeah, well, a movie, you paid to be there.
Right.
Well, and they're not cheap.
No. Not anymore.
But
what's a ticket to a movie now? Like $11 a pop?
Yes, after Seems 4 like o'clock, it, yeah. it's $11.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, by the time you get a couple of tickets and, you know, if you decide to get some popcorn or a drink, I mean, you're in $50 in the first 5 minutes.
Well, you guys all went to go see Rogue One together.
Yes.
And you went to one of those new theaters that has the food.
It has the food. It's not, you take your food in with you. They have real food.
Right.
Like Ty got chicken tenders. That's not normally something you would get at a movie concession stand.
Is that not causing even more of a distraction?
No, not really.
You don't hear like your flatware tinkling or, you know.
There isn't any flatware.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's all hand food.
Yeah. It's right. still, you
it
know,
makes it
burgers.
Harder to get into the movie.
Yeah, because you're trying to balance all your food and your drink. And
Anyway, so what I was saying about the movies, we talked earlier about we were wondering what Charlie Jewell, Radio St. Pete, St. Pete's movie critic, what he would give as far as his top 10 movies of the year.
Right, and we can find out tomorrow at 5:05.
Right. What I have here in front of me is Tampa Bay Times movie critic, Steve Persall, what his top 10 were. And should I go number 1 to number 10 or number 10
count,
to number 1?
Count down from 10.
Yeah.
From 10.
That's the way to do it.
10. All right. 9. 8.
Okay. So number 10.
Yes.
He thought that number 10 was The Lobster.
I never even heard of that one.
I heard something about it. It's the Colin Farrell movie. You know Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Still nothing on that.
Okay.
We're going to have to add these to the queue.
Number 9, Arrival. That's Amy Adams. That's where I guess she is some sort of scientist, and they're trying to decode whatever the aliens are saying.
Okay.
That's that one. Number 8, Sing Street. Never even heard of that one.
No, don't know that one.
Number 7, OJ, Made in America. That wasn't in theaters, was it?
I don't think so.
I thought that was the documentary that they had on TV.
Yeah.
OJ Made in America? Wasn't it?
Doesn't count.
No, that was The People versus OJ.
Oh, so maybe there
was
one in the theaters.
So maybe there was one, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see it or hear about it.
I'm trying to see.
God, we are so sheltered.
Yeah, we are.
So limited. All right,
so that was number 7. Number 6, The Witch.
That was pretty good. I have that.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Number 5, American Honey.
Nope, didn't hear about that.
Number 4 is the one that I wouldn't mind seeing, but I'd be afraid to go see it because I'd be afraid that I'd cry the whole time.
Manchester by the Sea.
Number 3, La La Land.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of musicals, but I think I'd like that one.
Supposedly, I mean, everything I've heard about that movie is that it's fantastic.
Right. So. Number 2 is one that I wanted to see when it came out, and it came out like last summer. Hell or High Water. That's Jeff Bridges, where he plays like a Texas Ranger kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Chasing two brothers that are bank robbers.
All right.
Right.
The Dude.
He gave number 1?
Number 1 is a movie called Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah. So, and I've seen other lists, and a lot of people are liking this movie, Moonlight.
Yes, Moonlight was actually number 1 on the Time list of top 10 movies. But surprisingly, on that list, Time magazine's top 10,
right?
La La Land came in at number 8.
Really?
Yeah. So
said that's Time Magazine?
Yes, I believe it was Time Magazine. Charlie Jewell, though, Charlie gave La La Land 4 stars, 4 out of 4.
That's, yeah.
Where Moonlight Charlie only gave it 3.5 stars.
Yeah, but I think I remember hearing Charlie Jewell, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I remember Charlie talking about Moonlight saying that it's going to be a big Academy Award winner. It's going to get a lot of awards.
Right. The other movies that are listed on here, The Shallows at 10, Everybody Wants Some. Right. At 9, La La Land at 8, Tower at 7, 6, Manchester by the Sea,
right.
5, Silence, 4, L.
L?
L. Trying to see who's even in this. I don't know. I hadn't heard of that one.
I haven't heard of any of these.
3, Loving, 2, Patterson, and 1, Moonlight. So we've got a lot of movies
right.
to watch.
Well,
or to add to queues.
They all sound hipstery anyway. I don't know.
Oh, you're hipstery, Ty.
One of the things, and like I say, I don't like going to the movies.
Right.
So if we can somehow get them streaming somehow. What I'm into right now that I was into a year ago.
Thank you, Ty.
Game of Thrones.
You are very welcome.
We are so back into it. I love it. I absolutely love it. So now what you gave us was the first 6 seasons.
Yeah, that's complete. All that's out right now.
Right.
Awesome.
And I think there's only going to be one more.
There's only one more.
Steph, you and I have not seen season 6.
No.
Neither have I.
No, we've not seen it.
Well,
you got season 6 for Christmas.
Yeah.
But we had to start at the beginning.
Yeah, we started at the beginning, and I love it.
And I'm glad we did.
Yeah, me too.
Because the first time we watched, for me, it was hard to keep track of
right.
the families yeah. and the houses and the feuds.
Yeah, I'm a lot more aware of what's going on now.
Exactly.
A lot more aware of who everybody is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think the first time I watched it, I was just so in awe by the whole thing. I mean, because visually, it's fantastic.
It's stunning.
Yeah, it's stunning. And then there's gore. It could be soft porn. I mean, truly.
Right.
I mean, it's,
yeah. There's a lot of.
This is not something really. If you have young kids, I don't know if you want
them
to watch. Yeah,
this is late night viewing.
Right. I mean, because it's they don't just have a little bit of hugging.
Yeah. No.
They're doing some stuff for several minutes.
Yeah.
Going on.
There is sexual content.
Yeah.
No mystery.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They throw it on you.
But I'm straight back in.
Ty, I think I asked Mom. When was all this supposed to have happened? Is this BC? I mean, when was this? When did all this happen? These aren't like the Crusades, are they? I mean, what period of time is this supposed to be? Because they never talk about like Jesus Christ or one God.
Well,
it's always the gods, plural.
It's a different world.
Oh, so it's not even on our planet?
No, but it's similar.
Because they never say, you know, like what country they're in. I mean, it's not like England. They all have like English accents.
I always assume
Westeros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he even watch?
Yeah, I know.
Does he know what's going on?
But where the hell's Westeros? We don't have Westeros anymore. I mean, did Westeros turn into England?
What happened? When Dad was like, oh, it's got to be like BC. Well, first of all, it's fiction.
Are you kidding? This doesn't really happen?
This is AD.
Well, and...
This is AD, early AD. This is Viking
but
era.
But they don't once mention, like, Jesus
because
or anything like that?
Because it's a different world. This is mythic history.
Huh. Well, and see, my thought was, well, maybe it's even later than today. Maybe it's in the future.
People have speculated at that.
You know, that if there was the big apocalypse or...
So this would actually be AT after Trump.
Right. You know, I mean, it's possible. You know, there's no technology.
Right.
I just
absolutely love it, though. It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
It's very good.
I'm going to be really sad come this summer when the final season comes out and it's over.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
didn't they say that the final season's only going to have like 7 episodes?
Yes.
And that's it.
Season 7 is only going to have like 7 episodes. Yeah,
that's well, not going to be too cool. They
better start wrapping stuff up here.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, we haven't seen 6.
Well, that one's also got to be, you know, pretty heavy with content.
Well, yes. Yes. I mean, I would hope.
5 left a lot of questions.
I would hope.
Well, they kill off a lot of people in you know, in all of these seasons.
Right. And I'm hoping that there's finally a king on the Iron Throne that is...
Other than Joffrey?
Other, well, that's...
Turd.
That
little prick.
Unchallenged?
I'd kill myself.
Is that the right word I'm looking for? Some peace in Westeros, in the Seven Kingdoms.
You got to get Dinklage up there.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Speaking of peace, I think we ought to take a break.
Yes.
You're about to peace your pants.
Hold on. Let me throw this card out.
So we can think about it on
so
the break.
So we can think about it during the break. Mm. And this one is, what's that smell?
I think I know. All right. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we get back, we will do the rest of the show. See you in a few.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Oh,
Okay, everybody, we are back. And once again, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Mark. Across the table from me is Hannah Claire. To her right is my girl, or my blushing bride, Stephanie. And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn. We've been talking about, we've been going over movies and entertainment and talking about the top 10 movies lists from different critics, that kind of thing. Saying that we're anxious to hear what Radio St. Pete's movie critic Charlie Jewell and Hannah Buckdahl
have to say
about what they pick as their top 10 for the year. You also had another list of the top 10 imperfect movies?
Most interesting imperfect movies.
And what does that mean?
It means that this list, these are the films that are worth seeing, that make you leave the theater thinking about what you just saw.
Okay.
They're not going to win any Academy Awards or, you know, they're not the buzzed about movies, if you will. But they're definitely movies that stick with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably better movies.
Overall, probably. I find, for me anyway, the top 10 movies, what did we call them? The most interesting imperfect movies.
Right.
Number 10, Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane is the name of the movie.
Yeah, that's also the one with John Goodman, right?
Number 10, yes.
Now, see, I talked to some people that saw that, and they said it was good.
It was very good and suspenseful.
I talked to some people, they said it was horrible.
Well, there you go. That's why it's imperfect.
That's why. That's right. Number 9, War Dogs.
That's one that when it came out, I liked the trailers. It looked like something that I'd want to see.
Yep. Exactly. Number 8, Swiss Army Man.
That looked funny.
I don't know anything about that one.
Yeah, I don't know that one. But again, movies to see. Number 7, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. that one did.
If that's not a hipster movie, I don't know what it is.
Number 6, Keanu. That looked very funny.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
That was, Key and Peele?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I remember that. I remember seeing the trailers for that.
Yeah. Number 5, The Founder.
That looked pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I want to see that.
That one. Number 4, Hello, My Name is Doris.
Hipsters.
Number 3, Lights Out. Number 2, The Lobster.
Right.
And number 1, Miles Ahead.
Okay.
So it depends on what list you're looking at, what movies you still need to see.
And I guess if you look deep enough, you can find all kinds of different categories of what people, you know, will rank these movies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Movies are personal.
Everybody's got a different taste.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know. So before the break, I posed the question, what's that smell?
Ooh, that smell.
Here are the answers that I received to what's that smell? Tom Cruise.
Yep, that was me.
Mm-hmm. It's a sort of smelly smell that smells smelly.
Peeing a little bit. And chunks of dead hitchhiker.
Gross.
All good answers.
All good answers.
All very smelly.
Stephanie, what was the answer that was the best one over the weekend?
Two midgets doing something in a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. If you're not aware of the game Cards Against Humanity, I don't know.
Graphic. It's worth a Google.
It's a little out there, and it can be fun if you're with a group of people having some drinks. Yeah, it can be fun.
It can be.
Better not bring your kids.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. This is, I think it even says on the box, like 13 and over.
Yeah.
It gets a little intense at times.
Right. So anyway, during the break, I pulled out this article, and it's about gadgets that are hot right now, like tech gadgets. And this one is the Google Home, and then there's another one called Amazon Echo. And
right.
They're basically like, what's the one?
Personal assistants.
Personal, yeah, it's like a personal assistant. Well, it's kind of taken, what's her name?
Siri.
Siri to like the next level.
Right. So, like I like the one commercial.
Am I wrong, or can you put this thing in your house, right? And you walk in the house and you say lights, and
right.
It turns the lights on?
Turn the lights
so
on.
How does that work? I mean, do you have to, I mean, how is it able to do that? I mean, it would
have
to be.
That's creepy.
Yeah, well, it would have to be wired in somehow to your electrical system.
Bluetoothed in, more than likely.
So not only.
You're not going to have wires all over.
So not only do you have to buy this device, but then you've got to enable everything else.
Right.
To interact with it.
You need,
what if you've got an old house?
Well, then you need to install your smart thermostat. And
you don't get
smart...
Siri, you get Edna.
Yeah.
Doris.
Yeah. You know, old school. The one
Maida.
That, yeah. But no, the one commercial where, you know, the dad, the little girl is crying and the dad tells Alexa or whatever to play a song.
Right.
And then the boyfriend is standing outside, you know, with
flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, Alexa, turn on the sprinklers.
Yeah, right.
And it turns the sprinklers on the boyfriend
in
the yard.
Look, I see those commercials and I'm like, we are there. We are becoming the Jetsons. You know what I mean? I mean, how cool is that?
Right.
I would love to be able to do that.
It's cool, but I saw something a little creepy on the internet where...
Really?
There, yeah, go figure. Where else would I see creepy things? I believe it's in, I don't remember where, Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere like that,
mm-hmm.
where there was a murder.
Yeah.
And they had one of those Google Home
or Amazon Echo.
Amazon Echo. And
right.
The police they want it to see what it picked up.
What I wanted in the station.
What instructions, and it brings up the question, what is it recording?
Right.
Is it like a black box? Does it tell you?
It's a little invasive, though.
It's very, you know, like.
But you're buying it. You're agreeing to it.
That,
yeah, but see, they're selling it to you, and people just accept it. Like, I saw this other thing. I don't know what it was. But it's like an app now that has like facial recognition.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't buy that. It's creepy.
Where you're putting yourself in the database.
Where's that information going?
Yeah. Why do they need that?
Yeah. See, because I think it's sort of misleading. You buy this thing. And you
to make your life easier.
To make your life easier.
But then all of a sudden, it's recording all of your
movements.
And
now it's also a device to put you in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but your cell phone can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
your whereabouts. We saw that. It was playing on the TV where they were pinging the cell phones.
Right.
And checking the cell reception towers.
Yeah,
and
they can tell where you've been,
tracked the killer because the guy he killed had left his cell phone in the car and they tracked the cell phone inside the car.
I just really like the idea of having something in the house because, you know, more often than not, because we're not very educated, we have conversations where it's like we might know a little bit about something, but we don't know everything about something.
Right.
And if you could just go, can you name it whatever you want?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we could be like, hey, Judy, what is this? You know, what is this thing here?
You can do that. You can do that on your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
You can do it on the tablet.
You call it Google.
You know, okay, Google, what's, you know, 82 times 4,608,000.
Right.
And she comes back and she tells you the answer.
I could be totally wrong because you're not going to fact check it.
Right.
And how would you?
Are you going to get out your piece of paper? You know,
that's true. You figure if it comes, you know, from like outer space, that's where I figure all the answers from that thing come from outer space.
Right.
You know, so it's like, wow, that came from the gods. Yeah. It must be true.
See? See?
So now they own intelligence.
All of Game of Thrones could be in the future.
I don't know. I just think
maybe
it would
be that's
so badass
one of the seven gods.
To have that if you just walked in the house,
Google.
You know.
Google.
What if like does it have the capability, like it's at home all day, you know, and it's on and your pet's home alone like Tilly, and you just walk in the house and go, "All right, Shaniqua, what'd she do?
What'd she do?
What'd she do?"
Or like when we had three dogs, right, and you walked in and the trash was everywhere.
Right. Who did it?
Who did it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be so cool if you could like change its, like, you know, give it attitude.
Oh, yeah, that's just what you need. Your Google box giving you an attitude.
I would love it. I would love it if you asked it a question and it was just like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone. I'm listening to your phone call.
I'm doing something.
Sure not doing the dishes, are you?
Yeah.
Home all day.
Right.
Why don't you go do the dishes while I turn the air conditioner down?
Right.
Because there are things I can't do.
Yeah.
I'll take care of turning on the lights. You take care of vacuuming this mess.
Well, I like the idea of having something like that in the house, but I also don't like the idea of it being used against me at some point.
And
that's not
cool.
And
it will be. That's really what it's for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you have it in your house and, you know, you're going through your daily life and then all of a sudden you take a turn and you become a criminal, then all of a sudden you have to just make the decision that you have to destroy it.
Destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have to be a little
bit
more
crafty. It should have a self-destruct button on it.
You know, you can't be like, hey, Jane, how do I hide a body?
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, it seems like you could ask it just about anything, right?
He's ordering one with the lemon.
Yeah.
Lime.
Yeah, your Google box will be calling the police and you won't know.
So like if you have it in your house and you're planning a crime, you have to like, hey, come over here. We don't want her to hear this.
Meet me
right
in the backyard.
Right.
Just unplug it quick.
Well, and it probably has some sort of battery backup.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, she's listening. Mm-hmm. Shh. Right. We're trying to plan a surprise.
Right.
You know, I'll come in. So, you know, Google.
Right.
What's he up to? Well, he has contacted 475 of your closest friends.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm so impressed with a lot of the technology that they've come out with.
Oh,
so far. I mean,
this thing
by itself is pretty badass.
Oh, it is.
You know what I mean?
It's cool.
The one that I want, that I'm really looking forward to,
is the Lightning jersey.
That. Well, I would like to have my Lightning jersey and then have this thing in the house go, that's a badass jersey.
Oh, you want a personal.
He wants a friend.
Pat me on the back every once in a while. But no, I want TVs to go away. I just want.
Careful.
I want holograms.
Choose your next words carefully.
I want holograms in the house.
Yeah, Dad wants the living room to become the holodeck.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So that instead of watching the Game of Thrones, we're sitting on a throne the forest.
Could participate.
Oh, no, I don't want to participate.
Oh, I do.
Of course.
That sounds like... Well, maybe he'd stay awake.
There's some good boobage over there.
Yeah. I'm going to go touch those up a bit.
Hold on. I got to get a better feel.
that might need to be adjusted.
I love this episode.
This is a good one.
I'm about to make a cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
hey man, that Game of Thrones is serious. I am not even kidding a little bit. It's serious.
Yeah. Oh no, that's what episode season five?
Yeah,
four.
Just follow you around the house. Shame.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things I like to do on the show every week, but we haven't done it in a couple weeks, is have a jerk of the week.
Yes.
This particular week we have jerks.
Oh,
week.
Plural. Mm-hmm. Always good.
The year 2016.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Lewis White, 9, woke up Wednesday morning with a plan. Gather friends, make signs, collect lemons, cups, and pitchers, and set up a lemonade stand.
Yes. Little bastard.
Right.
What a jerk.
Squash that entrepreneurial spirit. What are you thinking, son?
Lewis and 10 other kids had a goal. They wanted to make $50 to split and use to buy toys. $50 between 10 kids? What are you going to buy?
Yeah.
You go into the dollar store.
But have weren't a wild they, time in there.
Weren't they buying toys for other children?
It did not say that.
I think they were.
By 5 p.m., they had earned $13.53.
Wow.
They were using, now they made signs, but they also had an iPad that they were playing music to attract customers.
Yes. See, this kid had a good plan.
Somewhere around 5 o'clock, 2 customers rolled up, and they snatched all their money and their iPad.
Aww.
Jerks.
Jesus.
Those 2 customers are 2 of our jerks of the week.
Yes.
They are 19-year-old Deontay Small and his unidentified 16-year-old female accomplice.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Yeah. And it says, apparently, Deontay and the girl approached
Jenny
the stand.
From the block.
Well, they approached the stand, they placed an order, and then they complained about the amount of lemonade that they got poured, and they started an argument. The 16-year-old, the unidentified 16-year-old, pushed one of the kids to the ground.
What?
When she did that, she grabbed the iPad. Deontay grabbed the money. They booked.
Monsters.
They were out of there. They were later identified.
The day was saved because the store had a gun.
Yeah.
No, this is in somebody's parking
front yard.
Lot. These are kids. Yeah. Right.
Kids with guns.
Right. So anyway, the two suspects were identified and taken into custody. Deontay is charged, with robbery by sudden snatching.
Shame.
Shame.
Is that a law?
Apparently.
Sudden snatching? The unidentified 16-year-old female accomplice is charged with battery. She did all the pushing. And petty theft.
Shame.
Shame.
Over in Clearwater,
shame.
Thugalicious was at it again. 22-year-old Haley Marie Shanice Gray, aka Thugalicious, on December 20th, shortly after 1:30 a.m., became verbally aggressive and slapped a police officer.
Oh, no.
Who was in the process of arresting one of her friends.
Was this on her way to chess club?
Choir.
Apparently she is a scholar of some sort.
Thugalicious cried out, "Take me to jail or I'll fight you again."
Oh, my gosh.
So they did.
Thugalicious. She is awaited in Valhalla.
Yeah. Thugalicious faces a charge of battery on a law enforcement officer. So those are our jerks of the week.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we have here? I had this story for last week, and it's something that's positive about downtown St. Petersburg. They have a, what do you want to call it, honey? The 500... the bicycles that they have down there, the bike share program.
The bike share program.
And it's doing very well. I think that's fantastic. They have more than 500 riders give St. Petersburg new amenity a try, actually 524 riders. The average length of a ride was 3 miles.
Yes.
Have you seen the bikes downtown, Ty?
The neon green bikes?
Yeah. Yes. I think right now there are like 10 hubs, but I guess this coming year they're looking to...
Bike.
Well, that's. I think they.
It doesn't
did that
matter. What does? What difference does it make? It's going to get you where you got to go. No. Anyway, I just think it's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a very cool thing, and people are using it.
It says by the end of January, another 20 odd hubs will be added, and 200 more bikes will be added. So there's going to be 300 bikes out there.
Nice.
And 30 hubs.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
20 of which odd.
Yeah, well, let's get rid of the cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Yeah, bike and text.
Bike and text.
See how that goes.
Right. It's a bitch, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone
see.
Was wondering.
One of the other things I like to do toward the end of every show is to give you some things to think about, and I've got several here. The first one says, nothing ages as fast as the future.
Mm. Or milk. Yes.
That's sci-fi novelist Stanislaw Lem. The next one says, it's impossible to know anything for certain, not even what we've lived. And that came from novelist Javier Marias.
Javier.
He's good.
Mm-hmm. The next one says, to live in freedom, one must grow used to life full of agitation, change, and danger. And that comes from Alexis de Tacoville. It's not spelled like that, but that's pretty much what it looks like.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then the last one says, the sooner you fall behind, the more time you'll have to catch up. Isn't that true? And that comes from comedian Stephen Wright. I still have a bunch of those left. I like those quotes from Stephen Wright.
Quotes from Stephen Wright.
Yeah. Well, we are right down to it.
In case you don't have plans made already this weekend, there are a couple of things going on downtown. I did see where a couple of these were already sold out, so I'll drop those from the list. New Year's Eve, tomorrow evening, will be the 24th annual First Night St. Pete, which is a family New Year's Eve party. Day of tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for children. That's the big one. Downtown.
Right. Okay.
Tomorrow night.
Well, this is the end. Or close. This is the this eve is of the eve of the end of 2016.
Yes.
This is the end. And this is our last show of the year.
Yes.
And I just want to, before we get off here, I want to thank everybody. Yes. All of those that take the time to listen to our show. I just want to say that I truly appreciate it. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart, truly, because it means a lot to me.
Yes.
I mean, we don't do this for nothing.
And thank you, Radio St. Pete.
Thank you for the opportunity. We look forward to continuing on next year. One of the things that we're going to do over the next week is think about some things that we can change up on the show. And, I don't know, just you got to keep moving forward, right?
Keep moving forward.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So
expanding and growing.
Mm-hmm. With that in mind, Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add before the end of the show?
Not really.
Not
okay.
Really.
Stephanie, anything?
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Ty?
May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Mm-hmm. I said my piece already, but I will add Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.
Next year.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Good night.
Can get us in free, my girlfriend and me. We like the songs, but we hate to pay. Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I have an autograph? Can I sit in your lap? Are you really into witchcraft?
That's it.